Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to our May Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And hey, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and all kinds of great stories and videos and photos of animals that I post throughout the week. And I think the last post up there is the world's oldest dog. Well, does anybody have any idea how old the world's oldest dog is? Well, I know Nathan knows everything, so how about that? And as always, Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is keeping everything working properly. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And I'm not quite sure what breed of dog it would be, but I'm guessing it might be on the smaller end of sizes of dogs.
Good guess. Good guess. Want to hone it in any farther, breed and age?
Let's see. There's Schnauzers. There's Jack Russell Terriers. There's
smaller.
Chihuahua. That's probably
there
the smallest dog
ding,
I know.
Ding, 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 ding. It is a Chihuahua, I believe, in Mexico. 21 years old. I was surprised. I thought it would be older than that.
Hey, get that dog a beer or something to celebrate, right?
Yeah, let's see. Well, he's got a lovely little, and of course, I've got it posted up on Facebook. And in Florida. Florida Chihuahua is the world's oldest dog, setting Guinness World's Record. And there's a picture and story about the dog. So if you would like to see the world's officially oldest dog, you can do that on Facebook. And I am zooming in from home today, so I'm not in the studio with Nathan. That's kind of become a habit now on the first Sunday of the month.
Easy peasy.
It works out pretty well. I had heard, I think earlier in the week, and I'm pretty sure it was an official weather person, and I heard someone say it was supposed to be a beautiful day today. But I'm looking out my window, and all I've got is clouds. I'm okay with that. Little touches of blue here and there. What's the weather look like down in your area, the Factoria, Bellevue area, and all of that?
Well, we got some patchy fog that's kind of lingering around the parts of the Puget Sound. But as the day goes on and that fog burns off, we can see a few sunbreaks up into the sky. See some blueness up there, and no rain expected, which will be good if you want to get outside on your Sunday and do some yard work or attend to the flowers. You know, there was a lot of April showers, so those May flowers, they're starting to pop up.
Yeah, and I'm delighted to say that I have some flowers, although not growing. Well, I have bluebells. I do have a few bluebells around because they're kind of a native bulb, and but I was able to score some wonderful flowering baskets, and was really, really exciting to find them this year, because there hasn't been a lot of great flower baskets the last couple of years. You know, with the pandemic, that kind of messed everything up, and couldn't get anything 2 years ago. And then last year, even, you know, I always get, you know, because I'm in the forest and the sun doesn't make it all the way down to the ground, so it's hard for me to grow a lot of flowers. But I do hanging baskets, and mostly shade baskets. But I've got a couple of areas where I can get away with some that need sun. And I couldn't even get my favorite. I know them. Their common name is Million Bells. That bloom from spring all the way through fall, and I just love them, and I have a particular combination of colors. You might know them as confetti, is one of the common names they're called in nurseries, and but I have a favorite combination of color, which is a bright purple and a hot red and a hot pink, and oh my gosh, it's spectacular. But didn't even have any for the last couple of years. Couldn't even get them. Oh, they were there this year. So I have them, and last year the fuchsias didn't do well at all. And when I bought the ones that I did, the vines were big and heavy, and it didn't dawn on me until this year. When I just got a few fuchsia baskets, and they're wonderful and healthy and really great plants. And I realized, I think what happened last year, Nathan, and this was kind of an aha moment, I think the nurseries were so messed up by the pandemic that I think the fuchsias I bought last year were 2 years old. I think they'd been in the nursery for 2 years, and that's why the vines were so much larger than usual, and the it was so heavy, and why they didn't do so well, because I think they were really old plants. But anyway, it seems to be back to normal this year. So I'm quite delighted to have some flowers. Even I've got a few more to get, because you know my animals have a lot of shopping to do before Mother's Day. Mother's Day is next Sunday, by the way. And if you have animal friends, they would like to celebrate you animal mothers out there that take care of them and love them. And of course, they can't go shopping on their own. So you have to shop for them. So you get to go shopping for yourself and get yourself some May Day or some Happy Mother's Day gift or flowers. My animals always get me flowers. So I'm looking forward to that. So happy Mother's Day coming up next week, and be prepared. Get yourself something from your animal friends. And then, gosh, today I had some strange thoughts last night, Nathan. And I should say it because I was just going to say happy May Day, because it is May 1st today. It's the first Sunday of May, believe it or not. I mean, time continues to fly like crazy.
That's a bit of an ironic statement, isn't it? Saying happy May Day.
I mean, that's what started me.
I don't think those two words really necessarily go together too well.
Well, that's what started the strange conversation that went on in my head last night. Because thinking about May Day, my first thought when I think of May Day flashes me back to when I was a kid in grade school. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in Laurelhurst on the top of the hill. And my favorite thing on May Day was we had a big yard and lots of flower type stuff, but lots of bluebells, and then there's a few other things that you know bloom at this time of year, and you know they're just getting started. And what I would do on May Day is go pick a whole bunch of bluebells and bluebells or whatever I remember most, but whatever flowers were blooming in the yard. And then I'd learned at school to make little paper kind of vase like hanging baskets that you could hang on a door and staple them together. And so I made these little paper baskets and filled them up with flowers. And then I'd sneak around the neighborhood and stick them on the doorknob of people's houses for a May Day bouquet. So May Day to me from my childhood is a really wonderful day, and the flower and the celebrations. But as you know, and I think what you're referring to, Nathan, is that at some point May Day went south.
Yep.
And we ended up having all the protests. Well, the conversation that went on my brain last night was I was thinking, well, obviously we're going to, it's our May Day edition of Animal World tomorrow, so I guess we better talk about that. And then I was thinking, how many times have I actually done a show on May Day, on May 1st? And then I flashed back to, and I was going to say, do you remember, Nathan, when May Day, because I heard, I think, on the radio this last week that the original May Day celebration, which was a good thing in Seattle, was like 30 years ago. And then at some point, it ended up being a protest. And the first time it happened was like completely unexpected. And it was a huge, shocking thing for Seattle. And so I was going to say, Nathan, do you remember that? And remember that Sunday when it occurred to me, wait a minute. I don't even know if Nathan was alive when this happened. And I mean, because how old are you?
Almost 30.
Okay, all right. So you'd have been very young when the first protest May 1st happened in Seattle. So you wouldn't have a conscious recollection of that.
Well,
I mean, I know part of the impact
because my mom, she worked in Seattle, and I would always remember that if it was May Day, she would be extra cautious going into work or not. And even at her work, you know, people would be calling in sick because they don't want to go into Seattle so they could avoid the potential danger of some of those protests that arise.
Yeah, well, guess what? The first time when it took Seattle by surprise, and it was the horrible, horrible protest, and so many people came into the city, and they were all over Seattle, and then the breaking windows and into businesses and all the destruction and so forth. Well, I was doing Animal World back then, only I was doing it from Como. Mm-hmm. You know, KVI and Como Studios, well, those studios aren't where they are now, down in the big new Como facility. I think of it as new because next to the center, they were in the Tower Building in downtown Seattle. So I was there doing the live broadcast of Animal World on that Sunday in the Seattle when all the stuff started to happen. So we kind of deviated from the programming on that day, and we had to start reporting about what was going on the streets and all of that. And then when the show was over, because I think back then I was on from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, and it must have really just been getting started, and things were getting really dicey. And I remember we were really fortunate that we were parked in a, you know, a garage at the Tower Building, and we could kind of sneak down to our cars and then sneak out and all of that. Man, it was a scary day, Nathan. And of course, it just got worse every year after that for a while. Now, I heard this year, I mean, they're pretty much playing it down. And I've heard a lot of official pay. Well, it's just going to be a normal May Day and a normal gathering and kind of like what it used to be, its original intent. So do you know, is there anything going on in Seattle yet, or are they expecting anything?
No, we're kind of in a time where, especially with like police reform and stuff like that, there's been protests going year round. So in my thoughts, how I think it'll happen, it'll probably just be like maybe a little bit more escalation of that for this day. But since it's been going on throughout the year, I don't think we're really going to see, you know, as much of like, you know, a big May Day, if you would.
Right. That's what I've heard, there's not going to be a problem this year, but I don't know that we really know that. And is there some kind of official gathering scheduled for like the Westlake area or something today?
I would need to do some research on. I don't know off the top of my head.
Well, I would just say, for me, it's like, you know, May Day, you just stay out of downtown Seattle. So be safe. But as far as I've heard, I haven't heard any rumors to the effect that there was going to be a problem this year. So hopefully it's going to be a nice, peaceful May Day in Seattle. And eventually we can go back to thinking of May Day in a very positive light and all about May flowers. And getting rid of those April showers and May flowers and all that good stuff. So anyway, it is the first Sunday of May, and that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We're going to check in with all of our regulars. I don't have a whole lot of stuff to talk about this morning, other than I will tell you, I don't know if everybody else is in this square, but it is that time of spring in my area where the hummingbirds have disappeared temporarily. If you're a regular feeder of hummingbirds, what happens at this time of the year, I think I learned this last year, was when they're sitting on, once they get their nests ready and lay their eggs and hatching their eggs, they stop really feeding a lot, and you don't see them at the feeders, and they kind of disappear while they're getting their eggs hatched and so forth. And so my hummingbirds have been just non-existent for almost a couple of weeks now. So I expect them to return soon. I hope, and babies to come and all of that. But so I'm a little lonely, and my hummingbird feeders are lonely, and I probably won't have anybody distracting me at my window because they haven't been there for quite a while. At any rate, let's see. We will be starting Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland towards the bottom of the hour. So I want to keep us on time here. Let's, before we take care of advertisers, let's go ahead and officially start the show. And I typically do that by honoring the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. And that, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we do a couple of little Saint Francis prayers and then have a group of affirmations that I do to help us get all energized up for the day and the week. And a good spiritual foundation going on and all the positive stuff flowing. So let's start with a couple of little St. Francis prayers. The first one is for our animal friends. It is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty then, and for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, got a group of affirmations here that I do. I say each one of them out loud three times. And many of our regular guests have contributed to, or some of our regular guests have contributed to these affirmations. I use all of them on a daily basis at home and find them extremely powerful in my life. And that's why I'm sharing them with you and help them help your life be powerful and abundant and wonderful. So some of these affirmations we do for ourselves as individuals, others we do for ourselves as an animal world collective. The first one is for us as individuals. And here we go. And by the way, joining me on these affirmations and so forth, this part of the show is voluntary. You can say these things out loud with me if you like, silently in your head. You can use them during the week as I do, as I know many of you do, because I hear from you, or you can not do them at all. It's completely up to you. Not like love training at 10, 11, where dancing is required. You get to opt out on this one if you want. So here we go with affirmation number one. We'll say it three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right. Affirmation number two is actually comes from Linda Rasmussen, our best and energy codes practitioner. And by the way, Linda and her brother, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, will be in the studio next week to do remote treatments for everybody. So look forward to that. And this is one of the affirmations that she uses often. It is extremely powerful. And here we go three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this next one, the last one was for us as a group. This next one is more for us as individuals. And this is when you got to go out. This is the one to use before you go out in public, just so you go out with a feeling, a good feeling of health and well-being and all of that. Three times. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All righty. And then the last one to conclude this group of affirmations is from Natasha Venter, our wonderful communicator and personal awareness coach. She'll be joining us again in the studio 2 weeks from today. So you can look forward to that also. Here we go with this one three times. And this is again for us as individuals. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. And then to conclude these personal and group affirmations here, cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty. And then we conclude with our one Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the Assisi branch in Italy is responsible. This is an affirmation that comes from Ananda Worldwide, and it is the Warriors of Light affirmation. So we want to send the light and the love all over the planet, and especially to Europe and Ukraine and all of that area. Let's see peace permeating the planet. Here we go three times on this one. It's a powerful one. I hope you join me. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Alrighty then, we are all spiritualized up and ready to go for today. So let's take care of our advertisers. And remember, it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, stay right where you are. And we will continue with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers.
Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey all, Martha Norwalk here, and just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. And we heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and of course, one of my favorite people, Sita Toko, will join us at 11:30 today to fill us in on all the great classes and events coming up at Ananda. Everything you need to know, and I think she's got some meditation classes coming up. Be a great opportunity to get started with a peaceful practice in your life. So we'll look forward to that to close out the show today about 11:30. And of course, I am, when I'm not here, an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and work with people privately in their homes, help you understand your dog friends and straighten out the problems. And I still do a free telephone evaluation, but just a little heads up and warning. Well, I'm just super, super busy right now. And so feel free to pass my name around and or call me if you need me. But you got to be a squeaky wheel right now to get through. So remember that. And I was going to say, Nathan reminded me. One of the other things about May Day, I guess, that we have, like, I keep saying, all right, happy May Day edition. The first thought for me for May Day is passing, taking flowers around the neighborhood and sharing the joy of flowers on the first day of May. But then we had all the protesting stuff. We talked about that, but I forgot, you know, one of the other things that has a May Day connotation. And apparently, Nathan, it has special meaning to you, because mm-hmm. a lot of people. And tell me about that.
I have a lot of family that's an aviator or a sailor. You know, I had a grandfather who was in the Air Force, a grandfather who served in the Navy. And in those types of environments, May Day is a really bad term. It's something you never want to hear if you're on an airplane or a ship.
Because it's like an SOS. It's a major emergency
more than
call,
SOS,
right? It's worse than an SOS.
May Day means you're going down. Like, you're crashing, and it's basically over. You've done nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do, I mean. And, you know, your ship is going down. And And especially if you're in an airplane, it's even worse, because it's a lot harder to recover from a severe incident when you're in an airplane than a vessel.
Hey, okay, so I guess we have some choices. And I know that I've done a done this radio show for so long that I've done a show actually on May Day at least 3, maybe 4 times in all those years. And but so anyway, so I guess we could have the positive feeling of May Day, meaning flowers and sharing flowers and the love and joy of flowers all over the place. Or we could think of the protests and the May Day protests in Seattle and elsewhere. Or we could think of May Day distress call, horrible things there. I don't know about you, but Nathan, I'm opting for option number one. How about we go with May Day? We're celebrating flowers and the joy of flowers, and take a flower to somebody, your neighbor or something, or your kitty or your dog. Make sure it's not a toxic one. Maybe a dandelion would be good.
Or maybe adopt one.
Yeah, that's true, because we're going to be talking about that. And at any rate, so I'm choosing, let's make the day a positive, wonderful day all about flowers. And we'll send lots of happy flower thoughts to Seattle, and that whatever does happen in Seattle is a peaceful, normal gathering and we can put those horrible May days behind us. So flowers it is. All righty. And I don't know if you guys have been tuning into Animal Planet, but I am so delighted because my favorite vet show, Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet, is on all evenings on Saturday. So I got a big hit of Dr. Jeff last night. And my gosh, I just can't tell you what a phenomenal show it is. If you don't watch it, you really should, because you will learn so much. Not only will you see the altruistic side of veterinary medicine and what it truly means to serve, and what I believe how a practice should be run, and fee schedules and all of that. I wish we had a Dr. Jeff in every state of the country. We really need it right now. But he is such a great teacher, and the way they structure the show, you learn so much about veterinary medicine and all the different issues that can happen and how to address with them. And they are just so great at teaching. And then about teaching, last night, one of the shows, Dr. Byers does exotic animals and a lot of education about rats as pets and rodents and so forth. And then last week, there was a lot of reptile stuff and turtle stuff. And boy, you can really just learn a lot. So anyway, I'm encouraging you to check out Animal Planet and Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet. Absolutely the best vet on the planet. All righty. So I think it is time to switch gears and begin Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, and starting us off because they do such a phenomenal job of helping our animal friends, particularly those in kitty suits, would be Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And representing them, as always with us here, would be Marilyn Hendrickson. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning and happy May Day.
Yeah, happy May Day to you. I'm sending you flowers and my thoughts.
Thank you.
Lots of bluebells, because they're all over the place right now. And bluebells and dandelions. I have a big group of dandelions outside, but I don't weed them out now. I leave them for the honeybees. All right. So anyway, Marilyn, Meow Cat Rescue is down in the Houghton Plaza area of Kirkland. And for anybody that doesn't know about Meow, give us a lowdown. What is Meow?
Meow is a nonprofit 501c3 animal shelter rescue organization. We just had our 25th anniversary in February.
Wow.
We are located in Kirkland. We house cats and kittens at the shelter. Dogs and puppies are in foster homes. And kitten season has begun.
I don't know that I've asked you this question, but I know that obviously it's Meow Cat Rescue because you started out really with the concentration on cats, but you do have dogs and puppies from time to time. They aren't in the mm-hmm. shelter, they're in fosters. But do you ever get any other kind of animals?
Well, we do, but we have had weasels, we've had rabbits.
Really? Okay.
But we take them to the wildlife organizations because really, that's not our strength. We aren't quite sure what to do with them.
Okay. Some shelters sometimes will have other types of animals too, and I've never asked that question, so I didn't know if you had an extra stash somewhere. So you might help in those situations, but you don't keep them within the Meow system. You would take them elsewhere where they would get more appropriate care.
Yeah, at least once a year, somebody brings us a box with some newborn critter in it, and they don't know what it is. And invariably, it's usually a weasel or a rabbit or like a guinea pig or something. And so we usually take them up to either Howell in Linwood or Starvey mm-hmm. up north.
Right. Those are our two wildlife rescue places that are, and I get lots of calls too as to what to do about this or that. Those are the two best sources we have in the area. So, and even, you know, I had mentioned Dr. Jeff's show, the vet show on Animal Planet last night. That was even one of his tips. Last night on one of the shows was, you know, you run into wildlife, something's going on. The best thing is to leave them alone and then call somebody like Paws, Howl and Linwood or Sarvey Wildlife Center. Those that are equipped and knowledgeable and know what to do, call them and get advice from them first, because in most cases, you know, especially as we get, you know, later into spring towards summer and our deer friends, which are all over the place now, will be having babies, and they often leave their little fawns hanging around, you know, while they go out and during the day, and people find them and think they've been abandoned and then mess with them or bring them home. And that just messes up the detail because mom will leave them to go, you know, forage and so forth, but she will come back. So you're best to just leave them alone. You can monitor if you want to, but mom, you know, it's a rare case that mom wouldn't be coming back. So follow the basic rule, leave wildlife alone, call Howl, Paws and Linwood or Sarvey Wildlife and get appropriate advice before you mess with the wild stuff. All righty. So Meow takes that advice as well. So, but you've got lots of cats and kitties in the shelter and in foster care, along with dogs and puppies in foster. How's the general state of animals at Meow these days? Are you up to your eyeballs and really, really crowded? What's going on with you right now?
We're getting there. We've had, I think in the last probably 2 or 3 weeks, we've had at least, I don't think I would be exaggerating if I said 50 or 60 mom cats and their newborn babies come to us.
Wow, really? 50 or 60? Holy moly.
Yeah.
It's like an avalanche of pregnant moms and babies.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Have you got the foster set up to handle that?
We do.
Wow.
Thankfully, and that's what we wouldn't be able to do what we do without foster homes. And so but we are running low on foster homes. And
Well, so if somebody is interested in being a foster and especially, I mean, at this time of year, you need to get, you know, moms, pregnant moms or moms with brand new babies and stuff. You want them in a more of a home situation to be raised before they're ready to come into the shelter to be adopted. What can you talk to us about what is required to qualify to be a foster family or a foster person for you guys?
Well, the big thing is having a separate room away from your other animals, a spare bedroom or a bathroom or something like that.
Because you need to be able to separate them from your own.
You need to be able to separate them. And we viral test everybody before they go to foster care. So we don't have to wonder about that. But just for the sake of safety, it's a really good idea just to not commingle our pets with our fosters. Plus, when you've got a mama cat and babies, she doesn't want, you know, she's protecting her babies, and she doesn't necessarily want to be friends with the family dog or cat. So
that makes sense. So you have to be able to have a separate room that you can kind of devote to, you know, whoever you're fostering. And so forth. So it could be a person or a family that has animals of their own. They just need a separate area that can be devoted to the fosters. Or you could be, I think this is a great reason to foster. Maybe you just absolutely love animals, but you're not in a position where you can make a lifetime commitment right now or have an animal forever, but you could temporarily foster. So that can be a way to get your animal energy when you need it, and but not have to commit to them for a lifetime.
Right. That's right. And it's just temporary, you know, depending on the age of the cats or kittens when you get them. It could be a couple of days, a couple of weeks, or a couple of months. And there's all kinds of opportunities. There's pregnant cats, there's mama cats with babies, there's orphaned kittens, there's maybe somebody who's just waiting to go in and have a dental or something, and they just need somewhere to hang out for a couple of weeks. So we've got all kinds of opportunities for anybody interested in fostering.
Yes, they might be babies, they might be elderly. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities for fostering. And and it's just a wonderful thing to do. So if someone is interested in becoming a foster for Meow, what should they do?
They should give us a call.
Okay.
And our phone number is 425-822-6369.
So 425-822-6369 is the phone number for Meow. And if you're interested in becoming a foster, that would be the number to call. Alrighty, so we've got to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour. Let's stay on time and do that. Then we'll come back with Marilyn again and talk about has anything changed in terms of hours and availability? And things are starting to open up again, but I'm not sure if we've added any time or days with Meow. We'll find all that out. So stay right where you are. Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue is our guest, and she will continue to join us for the rest of this hour right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of our May Day edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, though, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, bioenergetic synchronization technique and neuroenergy, energetic balancing. And, of course, he is available through his website. He always does a free telephone evaluation as well. But he likes you to go through the website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, and you can arrange for him to chat with you. And remember that he and Sister Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio next week doing free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. So plan to join us and call in for your free remote treatments. And we heard from our premier sound healer in Seattle. That would be Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Remember, she does chiropractic. She does acupuncture. And yes, with the real needles, if you want that. But she also is our premier expert in acutonics, which is the use of tuning forks on points instead of needles, and I find it to be ever so more powerful and enjoyable, and it's just phenomenal to be in the atmosphere of the gongs and the chimes and the acutonic forks and all of that. And if you would like to experience it, Jude is working a couple days a week now, Wednesdays and Fridays. She's in the Whispering Dragon Center, and she's also still doing remote treatments. All you got to do is pick up your phone, give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, planets, or our animals of the planet we live on, please join our Animal World family of advertisers. All you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or pick up your phone, give me a call after the show. Love to get you signed up, 360-217-7258. All righty then, let's get back to our conversation. We're talking to Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And gosh, Marilyn, you know, before COVID and all of that, when business was operating normally, I mean, you were open most days of the week. You had hours open, but all of that changed. And for a long time, all the cats had to be in foster homes and nobody in the shelter. And then things have slowly been opening up. And I think last month, you were open on Saturday and Sundays. The shelter was open from 1 to 5 p.m. And then you were considering opening up more. So fill us in on what's the state of affairs going on at Meow right now, when are you open and all of that?
Well, we're still open on Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 5.
Okay.
We're very, very close to opening one or two more days during the week.
Uh-huh.
I think we're going to start with Thursdays.
Uh-huh.
And I think
okay.
That's going to happen sometime in May.
Oh, okay.
And because as our kittens in foster care get bigger and are spayed and neutered, we're going to have a lot more kitties available. So I'm sure that's going to happen sometime in the month of May.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's great. I'm just, from what you said when we talked earlier, I mean, in the last couple weeks, you said maybe 50 pregnant moms with kittens and stuff. I mean, that seems absolutely over the top, overwhelming to me.
It is overwhelming. It is. But we're doing it. And again, without our foster homes, we would not be able to do what we do. So,
yeah. And the way, well, when you do have, say, you have a pregnant mom come in or mother, they go into the foster home and have their babies, how long does the foster family keep mom and the babies?
Well, usually the kittens are about 3 months old before they're spayed and neutered. So it depends on how old the kittens are when they go into foster care.
Okay.
For example, I got a mom and her kittens were about 8 hours old, which means
wow.
I will have these kittens for about 3 months.
Wow.
And And mom, the kittens are 6 weeks old, so I think mom is getting a little bit tired of being a mom.
Yeah.
So what's probably going to happen is we will have her spayed in the next couple of weeks, and she will go up for adoption, and then it will just be the kittens.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, I remember back in the day, you know, when I was growing up in the city, of course, you know, we really weren't aware of pet overpopulation problems and all that sort of thing. And we would, you know, let our cats have a litter of kittens or two before we spayed them, because, you know, it was all the, you know, let the kids witness and all of that. But then I was very devoted to my cat and her kittens. But I had one particular calico kitty that had a number of litters, and she was an incredible mom. And when the kittens got to be about that 6 weeks old and stuff, she would take them down to our basement. And it was so funny, Marilyn, she would give them mouse catching lessons. And it was just hysterical. You could watch her. She'd go catch a mouse, not kill it, bring it in, and then let it go and, you know, teach the kittens how to chase it around. I mean, it was probably an awful thing, but as a child that loved animals and was trying to figure out Mother Nature and how everything worked, I mean, I really enjoyed learning about all of this. But it was amazing to watch her teach her kid or kittens, you know, how to be, you know, a rodent catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so her kittens were very popular with our friends, and but of course nowadays, you know, that doing that is not something that we recommend, because there's so many unwanted babies. It really, and that's why you have to make sure that your kittens are spayed and neutered before you place them, so that we're not contributing to the overpopulation problem.
Right.
So now at this point in time, are most of the kittens still in foster, or if there are people listening that are wanting to adopt kittens, are there kittens in the shelter?
We do have kittens at the shelter. They're not little kittens. We've got a few that are 6 months old, a few that are 9 months old.
Oh, okay.
Most, the lion's share of our kittens right now are in foster care, though.
Simply because they're just too young to be ready for adoption yet.
Right.
Okay. But 6 months and 9 months, so young teenage kitties, and I'm here to tell you, that's a really nice age to adopt cats. You know, I mean, the younger animals are, I mean, it's true of puppies and kittens, the younger they are, the more work they are and time consuming. But a teenage cat, you can all often, you know, so many times, Marilyn, I think people adopt kittens with a thinking in mind the kind of personality they want in a cat. But you can't always tell what little kittens are going to grow into and their personalities. But by the time they're that 6 or 9 months old and those young teenagers, then you really can get to know their personality. So I think choosing a cat at that age, you're much more likely to get one that's got a personality that you want.
Oh, absolutely.
Wouldn't you think?
I totally agree with that. I mean, if you adopt a three-month-old kitten, I mean, there isn't a three-month-old kitten out there that isn't adorable.
Right.
It's anybody's guess what their personality is going to be.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
When they're older, like the ones we have, the 6 and 9 months old, they do have different personalities, but now we know what they are. So
if you want, you know, a lap cat, you really don't know that when they're, you know, 3 months old. But 6 to 9 months old, you'll start to see their personality traits and tendencies, and you would know one that's got lower energy, or is that more of a snuggler, and those that are the high energy and really busy bees and don't want to snuggle and pet and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So. So that's a nice age. And people can also, before they come into the shelter, can find out what's available and search online. So you can always go to the meowcatrescue.org website and click on available cats or kittens or available dogs and puppies and see what's available. Do you know, have you got a lot of dogs in the system at this point out in foster, or do you know?
I don't know. There aren't a lot of dogs available right now.
But we're getting overwhelmed in the cat department, it sounds like.
Definitely.
All right. And then, of course, you know, I have been particularly grateful to Meow recently because of a disabled friend of mine that lives out in the country, and we discovered feral cats and all of that. And boy, Meow has just been instrumental in coaching her and helping. And one of the cats has been trapped and spayed and now released and is being sighted. Cindy called me last night, Marilyn, and she saw one of the others. So she's seen at least four of them now. We know there's four cats out there that are coming to the feeding station that you guys have helped her set up. And we don't know yet. There's one real huge one, she says, and that might be a neighbor's cat. You know, I don't know, when you do these TNRs, you know, the trap neuter releases for feral cats. I don't know. Is there any way to know whether you trap a neighbor's cat and not a feral one?
Well, no, if there isn't a microchip or a collar, and if that cat is big, like you're describing, it's probably an unneutered male. He's probably a tomcat, and he needs to be neutered too.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, at least the feeding stations are being used. She's getting sightings now of the other cats. So I think it's just a matter of time before, you know, she'll be able to collect all these guys and get them spayed and neutered so that they aren't overpopulating all of Sultan. But I sure appreciate you. So if there's anybody out there listening, if you know that there are feral cats in your neighborhood, especially if you've been feeding and that sort of thing, I didn't realize how much help there is from the Cat Coalition, and Meow knows who's doing work in this area, so you can certainly call them if you need advice about feral cats and the trap, neuter, release type programs, because there is help available. I know a lot of people I used to think, well, I wouldn't have any idea how to go about that, but you really don't have to, because there are people that will help you. So I really appreciate you, Marilyn, and all that you do. Now, anything that you want us to know about, or anything in particular on your Meow need and want list that we need to know about?
Well, our auction is coming up. That is June 18th.
Oh, okay.
Stay tuned for that. We're just getting information up on our website and on Facebook. And it's going to be virtual again this year.
It will be virtual.
Yep. One more year.
One more year of virtual. And it sounds like I'll be able to get that information and have it on current events for next week. So that'll be coming up. June 18th will be the virtual auction. Wonderful.
Right.
All righty. Well, Marilyn, thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on May Day. And you love those little kittens for us. And hopefully we will talk to you again next week and find out that you've opened up more days and things are starting to get more back to normal.
Okay, sounds good.
All righty. Thank you, Marilyn, and bless those little babies.
Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. All righty, you guys. You know what that means. We are closing out hour number one. Now, when we fire up hour number two, of course, we will be going to India and find out what's going on with all the animals in India with Help Animals India. Of course, they are headquartered in Seattle, and Eileen will be joining us in the next hour. But in the meantime, we are going to fire up the love train, and this is a multi-purpose deal. And this is our exercise for the day, getting all the juices flowing and getting us all energized up so we have energy for the rest of this beautiful day and for the week. And so we're going to play the love train, and dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or you can get up on your feet, join me and Nathan on the love train. I'm going to cruise by, pick you up on the way, and we're going to send the love and the light all over the planet. Think peace, peace, peace everywhere. And I always energize up the love train with the Ananda energization prayer so that you'll get extra energy for your physical body and your life and the rest of today. So here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy. our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Stay right where you are, everybody. Love train coming through, and Animal World continues until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.